Welcome back. Last Saturday in June here in Quincy means Porch Fest Quincy Music Celebration. This year is no different. And the two guys who have become synonymous with Porch Fest here in Quincy are joining us. Welcome Ian Kane and Walter Hubley. Gentlemen.
Hi, Joe.
Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Must be June. Must be time to talk for Porch Fest.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. It absolutely is that time of year. Seventh annual? Because did we miss the pandemic year?
Yeah.
We missed 2020. Yeah. The year that wasn't. But 2017, Ian, is the first year.
16.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 16. Because it was just after. I first ran for city council in 15, and Walter and I had started talking about it at that time.
Yeah.
And it was a little tight on the schedule, but you know, as the story goes, we sat down at Walter's dining room table, and we had a long conversation about how do we get people out of their houses and engaging more, right?
Because you're neighbors in Wollaston, basically, right?
At that time. I was with my folks, and he was around the corner, but. You know, how can we get people out of their homes and into each other's lives? And I'd been to a Porch Fest in Somerville, I think in 2014, and it was just great. I mean, you saw hundreds of people out and all gathering together around music. There was great energy, excitement, and it was just fun. So we put together a short model. We thought we'd get 10 to 20 performers at a couple locations in Wollaston Hill and Montclair. And you know, little did we know that it would gain such traction, and there were multiple parts of the city that would be interested. And I think the first year we had upwards of 80.
Wow.
Yeah, we had 74 performances in the first year. Yeah, at 40 some odd locations.
When you had 2 months to put it together or something like that. Right? Astounding.
Yeah.
And it has not slowed down. It really has just grown by leaps and bounds since then, right?
No, it's been great. Yeah. I mean, I think the nice thing about it is that people look forward to it.
Yeah.
It's now sort of an annuity, a great Quincy holiday. You know, we like to hope to elevate it to the level of our Flag Day ceremony. Yeah, you know, Flag Day is a thing that you grow up with in Quincy and you look forward to on a yearly basis. And it's just the ceremony and the parade and everything about it's just so special.
Yeah, it's true.
And now, similarly, people plan their, you know, afternoon barbecues and cookouts and invite family to come join them to walk around their neighborhoods to hear music and to enjoy company.
Saturday, June 29th, 3 to 9 p.m., Marymount, Wollaston Hill, and Squantum, which is pretty static for the past few years, right? Those are three neighborhoods that you focused on. I know we had talked at one point about expanding it a little further, maybe out to Quincy Point or Germantown, but that has not come to fruition just yet, Walter, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a number of inquiries about, you know, how to bring it out to different parts of the city.
Yeah.
We really put it where we saw the most organic interest in it, where we got the most requests for the event. And, you know, there isn't, of course, an unlimited amount of bands available to donate their time. So in order to make sure that all of our bands have a good audience in front of them, because they're giving of their time and talents, we decided to kind of keep it a little bit contained into where we saw the most interest. And so that's kind of where it's been.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get some of the details, if we can, Walter, about how many bands so far, how many porches so far, what's left
to be
done.
So in each neighborhood, we average about 15 or so porches per year. And then we get about 30 or so bands in each neighborhood.
Wow.
Right now we're on track. I haven't done a recent count, but we're probably just over 100 bands already registered. And there'll be some cancellations, but that'll shake up to be about 110, 120 bands like we do each year.
A lot of repeats, I'm assuming, over the years?
Yeah, if I were to guesstimate, I would say maybe 60 to 70% are returning bands.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's when you know you've hit the nail on the head, if they want to come back and do it again.
Right? Yeah, we get emails from both the bands and the porch hosts saying, hey, we loved doing this last year, we'd love to bring the same bands back. And sometimes we mix it up, but we often just, you know, follow through on what they're interested in doing.
Yeah, and do they stick to the same locations pretty much? I mean, if, you know, you're getting to a schedule now where folks know where to go when to see who.
And I'll tell you, that definitely makes it easier for the people attending again to know kind of where the layout is. And it also makes it much easier for our organizers because they've already worked with the bands and the porch host before, and it's just easier to coordinate. So
they know the little nuances that they require for their performance or vice versa, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the spectators, the fans know where to go to see their favorite band.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a win-win-win. You know, really, it really is. When you think about it, it's so you've got the city is winning, right?
Yep.
You've got the bands are winning, and the audience is winning.
Absolutely.
So, what's bad about it?
And everybody's contributing.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an all-volunteer effort. The bands aren't being compensated. The hosts aren't being compensated. Right. And you know, everyone's giving their time for people to come and enjoy. So Absolutely. That's the best part of it.
And two, the city, in the past 7 years, has grown exponentially, really, with new arrivals. Are you finding, are you hearing, anecdotally at least, that maybe it's bringing new arrivals to the city together in a way that they might not have in the past?
That it's improving economic situations in Quincy? I'd love to be able
to
draw connections to that.
Certainly social connections, at least. You know?
Yeah, I absolutely think social connections, 100%. I think that was, you know, if that was the original intent, then that goal has been met.
Yeah.
You know, even as we talk to new families who've moved to the city from elsewhere, you know, they've either had attended a Porch Fest before they came to Quincy, or, you know, now invite their families who live elsewhere to come and enjoy, but certainly a benefit.
Yeah, and I would think, too, that folks who are coming from other more urban metropolitan areas are used to events like outdoor music festivals, you know, and are looking for things like that, where in the past, Quincy has not had such things. You know, it's been kind of a more small suburban type community, so it's kind of coming into its own with these types of events. Just had the Pride Festival not too long ago, the Multicultural Festival as well, first one. So things like that, I think they're looking for.
When you think of other music festivals, Levitate down in Marshfield and Boston Calling in the city, but you're paying for those. You
know,
you're paying
exactly.
a pretty penny for, to attend those. So
absolutely.
That's why this is nice. And actually, there's been some, you know, sort of interesting compliments to what the Free Jacks have been doing at the stadium, you know, with with music and and kind of different types of festivals. But all adds to, again, a greater profile for the city.
Well, the Friends of Ruth Thornton Amphitheater have a huge program lined up this year for their Friends in the Park. We've got Saturdays in the Park on Wollaston Hill coming up later on this year as well.
Yeah, I'd like to say that, you know, Porch Fest sort of function like a catalyst for live music outdoors.
Yes.
You know? I'll make that claim. Because until we were, did what we did, there really wasn't a lot of that going on. And now it's great to see Friends Ruth Gordon putting a great program together last year as well as this year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Free Jacks coming in and embracing live music as an accompaniment to their programming.
Right.
So all good stuff.
Yeah, and the city itself has their
and the Hancock Adams Green
events as well. So I mean, there's always seems something going on.
I think people saw that it's a really
it works.
People
right?
are interested in it.
Yeah. Well, there is a thriving local music scene, right, Walter? That you've been connected with for quite a while, even before Porch Fest got started.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's, Patty Barry's always been a great live venue. A lot of places are having a lot more live music. I think it's part of the mosaic of what makes our city great.
Mm-hmm. So we can talk a little bit about logistics of that actual day. Again, Saturday, June 29th, 3 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. How does Porch Fest Quincy work?
All right. Well, we have a website.
Yes.
And social media.
Yes.
And that's a good place to start if someone's new and trying to acquaint themselves with Porch Fest. About a week to 5 days before the event, we will publish the schedule.
Okay.
We'll publish three PDFs, which will have each neighborhood's map and schedule on it. And then on the website, there'll be a Google map that will also allow you to, you know, in real time on your phone, just figure out where you are and where the bands are playing and when they're playing.
Okay.
And so you show up to any one of the three neighborhoods at 3 o'clock and just enjoy the music, walk around in a few of the locations. There'll be some food options and just, you know, spend the day and get to meet people and, you know, explore new music that you might not otherwise have a chance to see.
Yeah, will you be able to see on that map what kind of music that band will be performing?
Not so much on the printed map, but on the online map. We will have an indication of what the genre is for the music, as well as some links to some of their online content.
Oh, good.
So ahead of the event, you can familiarize yourself with some of the music and so forth.
Yeah, just thinking if you're not aware of a particular band or what type of music, you know, that they perform. If you wanted to take in classical and you ended up in country or something, you know,
sure.
But
vice versa.
But that could be part of the fun, right?
Well,
just show up and explore something new, right? You never quite know what you might enjoy and who you might meet.
Do the bands take requests during their performances from the audience?
I don't know that I've seen that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen that.
A couple might.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen it either. Yeah. I could think of a couple that would.
Okay. But might be something for the for the next year.
Right.
So now, logistically, in terms of street closures, do we have to worry about any of that?
Or? So the Porch Fest team doesn't necessarily close down streets, but some of the neighbors in the neighborhood, on their own, filed for some it's called block party permits.
Yes.
And that's to create a space in the neighborhood for the kids to just be able to ride run around and ride their bikes around. So there are a few street closures you'd want to look for. The only known ones we have are Warren Ave. On Wollaston Hill, there's Warren Ave and Winthrop, and there's one or two in Marymount, and I think a couple in Squanum as well.
Okay. And then we have to talk about facilities, if those will be available.
Sure, yep. They'll be
central. It's a long day, yeah. 6 hours.
Yes, centrally located porta potties throughout the performance areas, yes.
All right.
And those will also be on the map as well.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah. Is it designed to kind of walk the route, the venues? Is that
yeah,
the best
way? We try to keep the porches close, but not too close,
yeah,
so that they're kind
not
of overlapping
right?
with each
yeah.
other, and so that it's within a walkable distance, so that you can catch different parts of different performances
right.
when you're in a single neighborhood,
yep.
and so that you know there's a critical mass of people there to listen to the bands.
Do you have any sense for about how many folks participate every year, you know, spectators?
I mean, it's difficult because it's not a ticketed event.
I know, right.
But
yeah.
I can tell you that on the day of the event last year, 11,000 people downloaded the PDF schedule.
On the day?
On the day.
Really?
Well, sorry, the day before and during the day.
11,000
individual
downloads.
Clicks in
okay.
to download the schedules. And so you could take that and extrapolate from there. A lot of people use their phone. A lot of people don't even download the schedule.
Yes.
Yeah, I would ballpark it in the 15,000 range.
Wow, that's amazing. Ian, can we talk a little bit about the folks behind Porch Fest? Walter mentioned the team. So is somebody looking at the team here?
There's been people who've jumped on the squad over the years
okay.
who've been awesome, who run Point. Kathy Hubley, school committee member, and obviously Walter's wife
yes.
has been instrumental in this program as well for many years since its inception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She runs Point on Wollaston Hill. In Marymount, we've got Bill
yeah.
Lebo,
yeah.
And we have Stacy LeMay out in Squanum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this year we have two additional team members that have actually recent move-ins over the past couple of years, Stephen
yeah.
and Savannah Balkin up in Wollaston Hill. So I think Kathy's kind of getting them up to speed on how to be the point people for that neighborhood.
Excellent.
To
yeah.
just, you know, get a bigger bench and a little lighter work for each person.
Right,
so,
yeah. I think it's important to recognize these folks because, as you say, they're donating.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They've hosted for the past couple of years, and I don't want to speak for them, but they have told us that this was a great way for them to meet their neighbors that they otherwise hadn't.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can live in an area and walk by someone's house 1,000 times but never really have that conversational opportunity.
Yeah.
And Porch Fest creates that opportunity.
It's an icebreaker.
It's a common denominator,
yeah.
right? Music and food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, I see on the flyer that Porch Fest Quincy has received. Is it some grant money from the Mass Cultural Council?
Yeah, that's been...
Oh, Walter?
Yeah, Walter's got that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got... They gave us a grant originally when we first kind of got it going.
Yeah.
And then since then, we've been reapplying to their festival funding. We get about $2,000 from them.
Excellent.
Year.
Okay. What's that used for?
Signage, website,
yep.
printing, all the different
T-shirts,
things.
T-shirts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Preprint.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it, and then we also fund the event by selling T-shirts
yes.
as well.
Yes. Do tell.
Yeah. So that we've got a T-shirts for sale on the website. They'll be for sale
okay.
at different locations on the day of, and we're having. They're going to be on for sale tonight at the beer release party that we can talk about as well.
Oh, yeah, so, by the way.
Yeah.
Getting to that.
As if we hadn't had enough already. To.
That is last year's shirt?
I think this is three years ago.
Okay, what color
yeah.
is this year's?
This year is green with black print on it.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
See it on the website.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, beer. Ian, you want to talk about beer, I guess, right?
I mean, I'll talk about beers, too, but Walter's point on everything here. So,
okay,
yeah, he
right.
runs, like, the partnerships. He's running the sponsorships. So
you're just the eye candy? Is that it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
thought that was my job.
You want to trade?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Break Rock Brewing is helping out?
Yeah, so once again, last year we did a collaboration with Break Rock Brewing,
yeah.
and this year we're back at it again. We work with them on both selecting the beer type and sort of the approach towards brewing and its flavor. And this year is a Belgian whip beer, so think like a Castle Island White type of beer comparable to that. I've already tried it. It's really good.
Okay.
And the portion of the proceeds.
I see no samples here.
Well, sorry, Joe.
You're going to have to come tonight.
Yeah, you're going to have to show up tonight. But a portion of the proceeds, Break Rock's been great.
Yeah.
They help promote the event. They help support the event. Super partners. And so tonight we're having a beer release party where you can get on to Break Rock Brewing tonight in Marina Bay between 6 and 9, and you can try out the beer and buy your t-shirt while you're there and listen to Anthony Andronico Sr. Perform, who's a longtime Porch Fest performer.
Super.
And we'll have a Black's Creek barbecue there if you're hungry. So a nice program. Looking forward to it. So
is it called Porch Fest Quincy Beer?
Yes.
It is, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it was kind of fun, you know, in addition to, you know, doing some minor input into the beer. Just working on the creative for the label of the beer can's kind of cool.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there's a little bit, a couple of hidden things within the label. So because Porch Fest originated in Ithaca, New York in 2007, mm-hmm. and we brought it to Quincy in 2016, on the label you can find both the New York State bird mm-hmm. as well as the Massachusetts black-capped chickadee.
Yeah.
And then this year we layered in both the New York State flower and the Massachusetts State flower as a little bit of an additional, you know, just way to put our mark on it.
Oh, interesting. What's the New York State bird?
Oh, gosh, I can't
All right. Of course you had that.
Exactly. I don't know either, obviously.
Well, you're going to have to come and find it,
find
okay?
it.
Yeah, it's escaping me.
All right, that's okay. Ian, for your part, how does the city help out Porch Fest?
So, you know, the streets don't get shut down, as we talked about, but the police presence will be prevalent throughout the city. You know, people always been looked out for, so we just ask people to, you know, be respectful of people's properties and and the city as they normally would as they walk around in people's neighborhoods, but there will be, you know, police around to help in some certain areas, especially where there's you know, high traffic for people to cross.
I'm just thinking, just very, you know, matter of factly, like trash receptacles. I mean, is that something that you consider or
near the I mean, certainly like in the public parks there, you know, there exist, and then in places where there are food service, you know, where some of the food trucks will be, there will be as well. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we've in the past also asked a lot of the porch hosts to put out a barrel in front of their home, and then they've been gracious about doing that.
Yeah.
And the city's been great about going right after the event, in fact, on Sunday to, you know, hit the parks and make sure they empty out all the barrels from there, and then they kind of drive around it. And each Porch Fest host and volunteer also kind of walks the neighborhood a little bit.
Sure. No rain date, rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
So we're from New England, Joe.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Thanks, guys. Happy Porch Fest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.